Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
'Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Friday. Beautiful day. Sunshine and smiles. That's what we're all about at The Upswing. We'll take a little bit of a break from politics and trials today and maybe, see a little bit more life in our conversations at the intersection of life, business, and community. I guess we could call today's show kind of an eye on the future because it's going to serve to answer a bunch of my questions around the future of eye care, maybe the future of retail, the future of contacts, glasses, and more. We talked a couple Thursdays ago, and I said, I want to do a full show on eye care and kind of cutting-edge diagnostic tools and what's happening in this space. So we're going to look into the world of vision and eye care, take an in-depth look at how technology is really transforming the field, and, what's new in corrective treatments. Even innovative styles, as I'm looking at the CEO of Wisconsin Vision across here in his stylish glasses, there's a lot of innovation in materials and styles and glasses. So the future of eye care is pretty bright. We're going to go behind the scenes with the team from Wisconsin Vision and Eye Boutique, one of the state's leading chains of eye care providers and retailers. Wisconsin Vision is the largest independently owned optical company in the Badger State, 26 locations. In 21 cities, including, for everyone listening in New Berlin, the big lens lab out in New Berlin, LBC Optics, where all their glasses are made right here in the great state of Wisconsin. So here's who is joining us today. If you're watching live, just go to WTMJ.com. You can look live at the live feed on YouTube and see who's here. CEO of Wisconsin Vision, Darren Hordash, VP of Marketing, Tracy Esser, and VP of Corporate Operations, Beth Bush, joins us today. Darren, I'm going to start with you. Just a simple question. I got to know. I'm talking to the CEO of a vision company. How many pair of glasses do you own?
Good morning, Jeff. And, that is the number one question I get asked. And I probably, in my rotation right now, have 30, 40 pairs of glasses that are current.
Okay.
Probably a handful, though, that I really like to wear.
All right. Do you have a full closet in the bedroom that you just walk into and it's like, oh, here's my pair for the day? How do you make that selection?
So a lot of it is fashion.
All right. That's fashion good.
Driven.
I like
I'm
it.
In blue today, so I have my blue glasses
nice.
On. A lot of it can be just simply my mood and what I'm feeling. And sometimes it really is about comfort. It's about again, of all the frames that I have, and I say that I have a handful that I really enjoy because they're the most comfortable on me. Often I have friends say, hey, can you find me the newest, latest, greatest? But it may not fit you properly. That's why it's so great to go into a retail location, have one of our opticians who are highly trained to help fit you and style you.
Yeah.
Make that work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's face shapes are a little different and mine particularly. And I like to challenge the teams that a man does not have to wear brown and gray.
Ah, that's good. I need to take that advice as I go for my next pair for sure. So I'm going to take that away without a doubt. So I'm a contact wearer. When we come back from the first break, I want to talk about innovation and pricing in the contact lens space and kind of dive into the current thinking of eye exams basics of eye exams. So the listeners and everyone know, hey, what year do you start taking your kids to the eye doctor? And let's dive into all things, seeing things through a little different lens here on the Friday Upswing Show. This is WTMJ, and we'll be right back after this break.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Welcome back to the Upswing, the Friday show. We're seeing things through a little different lens this morning, talking about the future of eye care and retail with the good people at Wisconsin Vision. The WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. So, Darren, what are you seeing in the contact lens space? I've worn daily wear contacts for years. They're super comfortable. A little blue light filtration on mine that I'm not sure I can really sense the day-to-day, like, ooh, they're a whole lot better for me, but I think they are.
Yeah, most of the contact lenses today comes with some sort of UV coating filtering mechanism on there. And today, the big conversation is daily contact lenses. And the specific reason is we know that consumers and patients tend to overwear contact lenses.
Yeah.
And that's great if you're stretching for dollars, but it's not great for your eye health. And there are lipids and proteins that can build on the eye as a result of overwear and not cleaning your contact lenses properly. So I would say about 42% of all contact lenses we sell today are in the daily modality. If you remember back in the day, it was gas permeable. It was almost like a piece of glass in your eyeball. And then the two-week became very popular, and people stretched those to a month. And then the industry migrated to a monthly contact lens until dailies became more readily available. And that's what we see today. That's the trend just for eye health purposes.
Yeah. And the prices seem to have stabilized. Like, it used to be I could find cheaper contacts through this source or that source, but is there kind of a standard pricing model now with contacts?
I could just speak on our behalf from Wisconsin Vision. We do benchmark against some of the big players that are out there to make sure that we're competitive. The one thing that's offered through the retail door chains, not necessarily online opportunities, are the patient rebates that the manufacturers are offering. And listen, they could be very substantial. They could be up to $300 for an annual supply, which really almost reduces your cost in half.
Yeah.
So we really see that there's actually 6-month supply rebates with some of the manufacturers, and it tends to be available more towards the newer technologies that are being promoted, like a Total 30 or a Total 1. Those are the ones that you see the big dollar rebates on. But typically the things that we're promoting, and we go through our contacts and make sure that we have the latest technologies available to our patients and customers.
Yeah, I think like everyone wants to hunt for a deal, and I just find like, hey, I hunt around and all the prices are pretty much about the same. But then I go, hey, where can I find an interesting rebate that's going to save me a little bit of money?
Yeah, and I think what also has to be considered is if you go on an online kind of situation and you have an issue, where do you go?
Yeah.
Or, you ran out of that last contact lens and you need just something to get you through.
Right.
Typically we have trials available and not that we would prescribe that, but if it's getting you through to get to your next order, that's great.
Yeah.
And we deliver right to your home.
Yeah. I think people we've talked about forget that we also do that and we deliver right to your home. We're kind of your one-stop shop for that.
Yeah.
So you can go in, you can get glasses, contacts, but you can also work directly with our opticians to order directly online or do it from the comfort of your home.
Yeah, and it's much more comfortable that way. You know that you're getting it from your local retailer and that if you have a question, you can reach out and you get somebody on the phone and say, hey, what? Is this the right one? Is this, what should I do?
For sure.
Yeah,
I think it's critically important.
So what are some of the biggest misconceptions people have about buying and wearing glasses? Like, do you see, you still see that? Like, people, I'm not sure I'm ready for glasses. I'm just going to, like, has it gone? It's much more fashion forward, obviously. But just in your years of experience, kind of talk us through that.
Yeah, Beth. I was going to say Beth.
Yeah, I think one is progressive wears.
Yeah.
People that are in their 30s, 40s that start needing to have that ad power and they don't want to do it right away.
Can I raise my hand? Yeah. Right. I'm not there yet, but I don't know.
They kind of fight it and they want to wait till they really, really need it. But it's so much easier to adapt and see the benefits of them if you start right away when you need that small amount of prescription in there.
Yeah.
And the adaptability is so much better than trying to hold off.
I'm not going to make this show all about me and my eye care, but maybe I will. What the bifocal contacts? Are you seeing success in that space? Because I've tested them, and feel a little off when I wear them.
I will say that the technologies have really advanced significantly. Each of the manufacturers, and we deal with all there's really four big manufacturers. There's some other tertiary, secondary manufacturers out there. But the big four that we work with all have their version. They all can be a little different on how they manufacture them. So sometimes it takes a little time, and that's why there's chair time necessary. When you buy online, you don't have that opportunity. When you come into a retail location, you have that opportunity to spend with an optometrist to fit you properly. Again, it may not work for everyone.
Yeah.
My wife wears them, loves them.
Yeah. Well, All right. That's inspiration. I'm going to go down that road soon because my eyes need it. So when we come back from the break, key eye tests that everyone needs, a little bit more talk on industry innovation with the good people at Wisconsin Vision. Also, a new sunglass line coming from a company that everyone will know that has a big event happening this summer in Milwaukee. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.
Doctor, my eyes.
Welcome back to The Upswing. The team from Wisconsin Vision, CEO Darren Hordash joins us, Tracy Esser, Beth Bush. So I'm pretty sure that we're all staring at our screens a little too much as I look at the screen right now as I'm talking to you, especially our kids. What are the biggest innovations around kind of saving our eyes from the blue light that are coming into our bodies and our eyes each and every day? Beth?
Well, we do have a coating that it has blue protect in it. Blue protection, the blue light causes a lot of issues with sleep, eye fatigue, and different things. And so we're finding a lot of children are not doing as well in school because they're playing games on their tablets up until they go to bed, and then they have a hard time sleeping.
Yeah.
So it's really important to have that blue protection for the kids.
And is that blue light coating something that's kind of industry standard now? Or, you know, from a customer lens, you come in, is that something you have to ask for?
We're always promoting it because we know the importance of it. It's becoming much more industry standard now. Yeah. I think people are becoming more aware of also the harmful blue light rays too.
Yeah.
I think people don't always understand too, like we talk about, you know, where protective eyewear even in times when it snows, right? So like that also is a good way for having the blue protect and stuff. There's the different rays that people don't always understand, or if you're working all the time and like we're saying on your phone or before bed, it's a great way to protect your eyes so you can help have that natural melatonin continue to produce. And yeah, it's
good. And there are some lens technologies today that, and we're our lab, we fabricate primarily Zeiss lens technologies.
Okay.
And they have a product known as Office Lens. So for those of us who are on our screens as adults all day long, whether it is just doing emails or just your work in general, it really opens up that intermediate. And I can tell you that I have a 17-inch monitor with another 30-inch monitor next to it, and I have the best progressive lenses that we manufacture, but I put those Office Lenses on, and it opens up, and it is a comfort matter at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it is also the visual acuity is so much superior at that screen for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we promote that in the store. We don't see, you know, it's more of a secondary pair that a person might buy. In fact, we'd say almost second or third because we'd always promote a prescription sunglass.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like a bike helmet should come with a bike. The blue light lens should come with every screen and device. Yes. Like that should, if we're going to automate something and standardize something, put that in the hat because I want it to happen. What are some of the other kind of artificial intelligence and kind of big data and machine learning technology tools that you're leveraging?
You know, it's interesting because I'm a board member of the Vision Council, chair of the Optical Retail Division for the U.S. of the Vision Council, and it's certainly one of the top of our list because one of the issues that we have in the industry, and it's a global industry issue, not just Wisconsin Vision, is finding great professionals, optometrists to fill. We almost have in this country we have a 6,000 doctor void at the moment. So what do we look to? We hope that we're looking at how technologies might fill that void, how it might supplement the time that we have with our professionals that are engaged with us. And we see AI technologies now today that are actively in this country, FDA approved, where with a retinal image, we can identify certain disease management things like hypertension and diabetes sooner than sometimes even before you go to your primary care doctor.
Hmm. Wow. I mean, it's really the holistic body approach, right? It's not just your eyes. The eyes work together with the entire body. So there are things going on that you can capture early on. So that's, you know, it's so important to make those regular appointments. From a child perspective, when should a 6-month-old go in for his or her first appointment? Like when is that first age? Because that's not really legislated in the parental handbook.
Well, I'll just start it. And I always preach this. 80% of learning is through the eyes. And yet, in the state of Wisconsin, we don't have a mandated eye exam prior to going to school. Vaccinations are required. A dental checkup is required. All important for health. But so is eye health. And I don't think there's a minimum age. Certainly a six-month-old would be very challenging.
Right.
But I think children that are entering school is when we need to catch it earlier. Because there's tools today like myopia management is a big conversation where children who, before they get to be a minus seven, we might be able to provide corrective contact lenses to address that matter.
Right. And there's technology now that you can correct that nearsightedness much earlier instead of waiting until they're 16 when they're like, wow, I've just gone 16 years and I haven't been able to see this or that.
Humans have a tendency to adapt.
Yeah.
And they don't know what they don't know until it becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, today we don't have the issue in schools where I can't see the chalkboard. I have my tablet right in front of me. Probably easier to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean they don't have a visual acuity matter.
Yeah.
Many parents don't realize that their kid is having a problem, that their child's struggling, mm-hmm. because a child doesn't know they're struggling.
Yeah.
So they do adapt, and it's really important, even before, even in preschool, prior to preschool, it's not for a prescription, but checking for health, like amblyopia, mm-hmm. which can cause blindness as they age, and it's got to be caught early.
Yeah. I love the pediatricians to mention it, too, on the regular appointments. So we'll talk about that when we come back. You're adding Harley-Davidson sunglasses to the stores just in time for the homecoming this summer.
Can't you see?
Welcome back to The Upswing. Always sunshine and smiles on the show, especially on Fridays. So a bunch of questions coming in on the WTMJ talk and text line, which is 855-616-1620. Several people asking about what to do with old, outdated pairs of glasses. You just donate them, or is there a good, just cause out there? What's that process, Beth Bush?
Yeah, we donate them to the Lions Club.
Okay.
And then the Lions Club makes sure it gets to people who need the glasses and can't.
All right. Several people have mentioned that. Just want to make sure that that is still kind of standard protocol.
Lions Club,
that's
yes.
That's good. All right. Very good. So, Darren, with kind of the increasing aging of America, what's that impact on your business and offerings? And are you seeing cataract surgeries at an earlier age because of that? What's that process?
Yeah, I mean, certainly any disease management, glaucoma, we see a lot of, you see a lot of TV today advertising for wet AMD, new therapies that are out and available, cataracts. I mean, we did a school program at MPS and there was a seven-year-old that I found a cataract on, just by doing an autorefractor. I had to call one of our doctors over and I said, what is this? I can't dial in. So it's unusual, but it can be early.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, our average age in our demographics that we see, we do see an older clientele. We see a lot of people that need referrals out for care that is beyond our optometrists that they need to see an ophthalmologist for, an MD doctor. But yeah, the incidence is occurring a little sooner than we saw that trend.
Yeah,
we see that trend in the industry, not just in Wisconsin Vision.
Okay, and then. I'm going to go back to LASIK as we were talking before the show. Like, what's the innovation in the LASIK space? Because I don't know. I just have a fear that, and I wear contacts again, 4.75 in my right eye. So, I can't see all that well. But I've never taken that step because I don't know. I just feel like the technology needs to get a little bit better. Is that just me?
It's not just you. I think there's some great success stories out there. I don't want to knock the LASIK business in because we... You know, I've actually been in the operating room. I've actually witnessed the procedure being done. I've had it offered to me.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I've chosen personally not to do that, for any other reason than my personal choice.
Right.
But I think the way that they perform the procedure today, they create a flap. The old procedure was RK or PRK, where it was almost like an apple slicer. But you do create a little bit of a scarring around that cornea. And it doesn't mean that you won't see us for glasses at some point, because it can address your distance, but today the procedure can't address the reading. And so you may be still coming in. But, you know, for somebody that's a, again, let's take that minus seven patient that is nearly blind when they get up in the morning and can't see, and they get corrected to a minus two, they may not be 20/20 at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But what a dramatic improvement for their their life.
Right. You get out of bed and you're going to be able to see better. And that's great. So from a kind of a brick and mortar retailer lens, how are you competing against the fast fashion of the world, the Zennies and the Warby Parkers? And like, what does that day to day look
wearing?
Like?
Look at all these
You're
frames,
all very fashionable.
Right?
I see it. Yeah. But you know, I can get my $14 pair of glasses on Zenny and be all right. Maybe I'll get two or three of these. But again, I'm not sure if that's the right way to go.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. Even from my perspective, I'm 39. So, you know, I'm kind of in the Zennial. Is that what it is? Like older millennial or whatever. And I can see both sides from the younger generation and even my generation, but
the bifocal conversation is coming soon, Tracy.
I'm wearing a smart life lens right now.
Okay.
So I have a tiny bit of plus power, and I will tell you night and day, everybody that hears me of my friends, get a smart life lens. It'll change your life. But I think too, even just the quality of our frame selection and a testament to Beth and our lenses and what you're seeing through is just so different compared to potential competitors that are online.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, the Zennies of the world today are looking to partner with retailers like us.
Yes.
Because what don't they have?
Yeah.
The ability to address the patient care needs. They can't sustain the returns that might continue to come back to them. That's just, a proposal that just is not functional moving forward. So they're looking to partner with businesses like ours. We're looking, we do have an online presence. We have an online, frame situation. We also have the ability to order your contact lenses online. So we're already kind of in that space. We're also looking at technologies today that will resonate with the younger audiences, that maybe they can do a validation of their prescription online. And if it doesn't qualify, click here to get your eye exam. Those are technologies that we're looking to, remain relevant to that patient base that might gravitate to the online experiences.
All right. Well, 4 years ago, you went into the Corners, the mall in Brookfield, right on the corner there of Blue Mound and Barker Road. I want to talk about your experience as a mall retailer when we come back. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ.
I can see for miles and miles and
welcome back to The Upswing. Darren Hordash, CEO of Wisconsin Vision. Tracy Esser, Vice President of Marketing and VP of Corporate Operations. Beth Bush, join us today. So this summer, in preparation for the Harley homecoming, we'd be able to walk into a Wisconsin Vision store and get brand new Harley Davidson sunglasses? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. We've had Harley Davidson eyewear for many years.
Okay.
We are now going to be launching the sunglasses in our locations. The sunglasses we carry are different than the ones at the Harley Davidson shops, and we can put prescription in the sunglasses we have in our stores.
Nice. All right.
We're kind of kicking that off at around that time with Harley Fest.
Okay.
So we will be at the Oconomowoc Harley Davidson, where we will be partnering with our frame vendor to kind of showcase some of those sunglasses, and people can enter to win some fun stuff.
All right. So in terms of like the branded and the celebrity endorsed frames, is that big in the eye care world? I mean, I know maybe there's Shaquille O'Neal and some other frames that you and others carry. Like people come in and say, I want the frames that Shaq is wearing.
I was going to say you can speak to, and I think even from like a marketing standpoint, a lot of times people see influencers or people that are of a celebrity nature and say, hey, do you have this style, right? Or something like this. Or I know that, you know,
Shaquille O'Neal carries. Yeah, I think we're seeing both. Some people looking for that.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Others don't care, you know. So that way, we always have something for everybody. The Shaq collection was really brought in because it has small pops of color for the men. Mm. Men tend to not want a lot of color.
Yeah.
And so that was the reason why we brought the Shaq in, was because it had just small pops of color. So it's a little bit different than most of the other lines that we have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I like it. I'm going to check them out. So, Darren, I said 4 years ago, is longer than that, probably 7-8 years ago, you kind of made the leap into the mall space, like the location at the Corners in Brookfield on Blue Mountain Barker Road was your first move into a mall. How's that going, and kind of what has it done to the business?
You know, it's very interesting because most of our locations are in are what we consider destination strip mall kind of situations, and when the ownership approached us from the corners of Brookfield, they were looking for a local flavor. They wanted some local businesses represented at the corners. They came to us because they wanted an eye care partner. They had heard about us, our reputation, thought would be a good fit for us. You know, it's about what are the economics of moving into a location like that. It's so beautiful, has so many amenities,
probably
so
a little higher lease rates,
a little bit higher lease rates, and those are the financial matters that I have to spend a great deal of time on. But I will tell you that since we opened that location, we created a really great experience there. It's a lot more contemporary than some of our locations that we have, although all of our locations are updated. This just has a little different feel representing that mall environment, and we're very pleased with the results. Mall management has been terrific to work with, and has provided us marketing opportunities that are on site that Tracy can kind of address. But, you know, those are the things that an environment, a lifestyle mall like that, not to mention so many people live there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's a grocery store there. I mean, that changes that. I mean, whether it's Bayshore or the corners, like having a grocery store anchor that people are going to allows just you get a different mix of clientele, which is great.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that. I think a place like that, too, like Darren says, and Beth can tag team onto this, allows you the opportunity for different experiences, too. So we always try to create a custom experience for our patient base or whomever's walking around the area in the store. And I think the management team there has been very helpful in helping us be successful because there are different unique opportunities to do that for our patient base.
All right. When we come back from the break, been saying it all show long, but it's sunshine and smiles. But we haven't really talked about the importance of sunglasses and what the UV protection should be. And how do you get kids to wear sunglasses? This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Clear days ahead for sure. And another thing that's ahead is National Sunglasses Day. That's June 27th. So put that on your calendar. But Darren Hordash, CEO of Wisconsin Vision, what's Clear Days Ahead?
So it's a program that we started, probably a dozen years ago, with the Milwaukee Public School System and the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association. And the goal was to provide eye care to those who may not have access. And so we have picked a school or two. We partnered with Prevent Blindness to do the screenings. And then children who failed the screenings, we'd have our doctors come in and do a visual acuity. The children that failed that were able to pick out frames that we had lined up on the table so they could pick out their own frame. We would fabricate them, come back a third day with some of our team members to fit those children. And some of the stories are just remarkable. I remember standing in one of the classrooms and a young lady got her glasses, looked out the window and had never seen the leaves on the tree. So now she saw definition of leaves on a tree.
Yeah.
That's remarkable. And they're in school. 80% of learning in the eyes.
Yeah.
So I think it's a remarkable program. We got a little sidetracked with COVID.
Right.
And then, of course, we had the same employer issues with staffing for a bit of time. We're now back on track. So we're looking to launch this back up in the fall.
Okay. All right. See a lot of strollers out and about, especially in the summer in beautiful Wisconsin. How do you get toddlers to wear sunglasses, and what's the importance of it? Like, some parents will just think, oh, I can just put the sunshade down on the stroller and my child is okay. But should they be wearing those sunglasses?
Yeah, I was like, you can speak her. I mean, I'm a big proponent of that.
Infants and up to age 10, the crystalline lens on their eye is clear. So it lets up to 75% UV rays in versus when you're, you know, older, not much goes through. So it's super important to have something because usually when they're in the stroller, they're facing the sky. And even if you have the stroller covered down, it doesn't always give them the coverage they need. Mm-hmm. And there are definitely different opportunities with glasses and getting sunglasses that are the bendable kind or have the strap that goes around the head to make sure the baby or the child keeps it on, it's really important when I see that happening, because what happens is that when they hit 40, 50, or 60 years old, they start having cataracts or macular degeneration, and you don't realize it's from when they were little in that stroller looking up into the sky all the time. Like
I mean, creating healthy habits early is important for anything, and wearing sunglasses is definitely one of those that should be put on the agenda. So, Darren, in terms of, and we got about a minute left here, but the business moving forward, what do you see? Possible new locations and expansion, acquisitions? You know, there's a lot of private equity in your business. Yeah. You know what's next for Wisconsin Vision?
Well, you know, we're very proud. 46 years later, still being a family-owned business, and we look around, you know, our industry, a lot of private equity. It's slowed down a little bit as interest rates have risen. We've been approached a bunch of times, but, you know, again, we remain intact as a family-owned business. We're looking to build a business, not to build a business to sell. That's our goal. And I think that's why the community can have confidence that we're going to be there as long as you support us. But it is interesting to see the change in dynamics and how our opportunities are to grow. As I mentioned earlier, the doctor shortage, that certainly is an impediment sometimes. So, are we looking at acquisitions? We've done acquisitions. We will continue to entertain those opportunities as practitioners look to move on, maybe retire, maybe just look to partner with an organization such as ours that have a big back engine to help assist with some of the administrative duties that bog them down, particularly managed care and insurance and all those things that they want to be clinicians. They were never trained to be administrators, which is true for any doctor profession. We have supplemented some of our time in our locations with a platform known as Digital Optometrics. It's teleoptometry. You still need to come into our locations for that, but you may be talking to a doctor that is in another state.
Yeah,
they will validate and they'll look at the data that we supply through the testing and teching situation that we put the patient through, and we're very tight on our protocols. In fact, you know, we look at age bandwidth. We're not going to take somebody that is above 50 years old. Pathologies, prescriptions may vet you out. So it is not a platform for everybody, but it's certainly a great supplement because then we're there when you want us to be available, not when the doctor's available.
Always innovation and change in Wisconsin business. That's what it's all about. Darren Hordash, CEO of Wisconsin Vision. Tracy Esser, Vice President of Marketing and VP of Corporate Operations. Beth Bush. We will see you on Monday from the WTMJ Classic. We'll play some golf. And coming up next...